Let us now move on to item number four, which is the proposed hotel development at the Comprehensive Development Area 1 site at the junction of Hong Leun Road and Hua Shun Street in Hong Kong, which is our paper TFK/01/2013. And I would like to welcome the following representative to the meetings from Shangri-La Hotel Kowloon Limited, Ms. Lillian Choi. Hi. From Rocco Design Architects Limited, Mr. Rocco Yim, Mr. William Tam, Mr. C.M. Chan, Mr. Freddie Hai, and from Tangland Consultants Limited, Ms. Cindy Zhang, Mr. Ben Jerome, Ms. Janet Ai, and then from Adrian L. Norman Limited, Mr. Adrian Norman, Ms. Lucy Yip, and from Parsons Brickenhoff, Mr. Dixon Wu. I would like to invite members to declare interest, if any. Okay. If not, then let me give you a short background first. The web link of this of the following reference and the background materials has actually been circulated to members prior to this meeting, which is paper number /6/2009, the draft planning briefs for Comprehensive Development Area 1 site and the Comprehensive Development Area 2 site on the draft Hong Kong outline zoning plan, number S/K9/21. And also, members should have your extracted minutes of the former HEC subcommittee on harbour plan review meeting on the 18th of March 2009. This subject site, that is KIL 11205, was disposed by way of tender in December 2011 and is governed by a planning brief endorsed by the Metro Planning Committee of the Town Planning Board in June 2009. So according to the Hong Kong outline zoning plan and the planning brief, the subject site is intended for hotel, retail and public transport interchange uses. So the proponent now has prepared a conceptual design for a 18-story hotel with retail facilities and a public transport interchange to seek the task force preliminary reviews. And a Section 16 application is yet to be submitted to the Town Planning Board. With this, may I invite Ms. Cindy Zhang of Tangland Consultants Limited and Mr. Rocco Yim of Rocco Design Architects Limited to present your papers. Please try to present within 15 minutes. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairperson and Commission members. It's my pleasure to introduce this prestigious project to you today. The Shangri-La Group has acquired this prominent site at the Hong Kong waterfront to develop their next showcase hotel. The hotel aims to revitalize Hong Kong's tourism industry and to sustain Hong Kong's competitiveness in the tourism arena against other world cities. To ensure a truly iconic hotel, the Shangri-La Group has selected the current design proposal following an international design competition of over 10 renowned architects over a one-year period. The winning entry by Rocco Design Architects was selected for its ability to integrate with the waterfront through its unique tiered design with opportunities for visitors to interact with the harbour at various levels. Now, before I pass over to Mr. Rocco Yim to present his design, I'd like to just very briefly overview the planning context. The site is located at the Hong Kong waterfront behind the existing ferry pier. It's zoned CDA for hotel development with ancillary retail uses. It's also the planning intention for the existing PTI to the east to be reprovisioned under the hotel in order to free up the large site in green for future development of public open space. The proposed hotel is fully compliant with the statutory planning parameters and intention, including the incorporation of a stepped building height profile and retail frontage along the waterfront to add vibrancy and interest to the public realm. The site is also subject of a planning brief, which sets out a number of non-statutory requirements, including those which echo the harbour planning principles and guidelines. The proposed hotel scheme is compliant with the brief on almost all counts, and this is already detailed in the HC paper. The only minor deviation from the planning brief is on the rigid building height bands set out in the brief. And this deviation is required to achieve the very fluid design intent. We've met with Planning Department several times during the course of this project and understand that there is some flexibility in the building height bands, provided that the underlying principles of the planning brief are maintained. And this includes the preservation of a view corridor extending out from the Whampoa, as shown in dotted blue line on this plan. Now, the Section 16 planning application has recently been submitted to the Town Planning Board. That was just submitted on 15th of December. And we're currently awaiting feedback from government departments. In parallel, we also seek the Harbourfront Commission's in-principle support for this proposal. And I'd like to hand over to Mr. Rocco Yim to present the design.
Thank you. The site is actually a very prominent site on the waterfront, and it is itself an opportunity for something iconic. I don't really like the word, for something special. We are not designing the promenade, we're not designing the park, but we are designing, in a way, a backdrop for the promenade and the park in a way that enhances the promenade and the park. As you can see, the site is prominent, could be viewed from many angles from Hong Kong and also on the coastline of South Kowloon. There are many planning requirements, both statutory and non-statutory, as explained previously. If we follow strictly those guidelines, setbacks, building heights, and so forth, we would end up with a scheme which is, to be quite frank, predictable. In Chinese, Hong Fo. Now, that's not what we want to do. Which is why, in our design, we would rather observe the principle or the spirit of the design guidelines for a waterfront site, rather than adhering strictly, for instance, to the heights and the demarcations of the height and so forth. And we've also gone beyond the consideration of a single view corridor as stipulated to address the overall urban context and the design. So the spirit of a waterfront site design we would like to observe is innovation. We would create an innovative symbol of urban design excellence. We would concentrate on activities within the site that could maximize public enjoyment and would also animate the waterfront and enhance its vitality and viability. We would aim to create economic as well as great social values by enhancing the environment. Now, these are the general spirits applicable to waterfront development. But for this particular development, there are two additional considerations. One is that it is an important location at the junction between the promenade and a future urban park, which makes it unique. And the other is that there will be consideration necessary for view corridors for the neighborhood, not just one view corridor, but quite a number that deserves our attention. So, conceptually, the architecture emphasizes the dynamics of movement, the flows, the curves, the apparent movements in the facade, which makes it suitable for a waterfront location. We started off with a plane, and then the split which allows the plane to be molded and folded to create a stepped configuration in three dimensions. Now, it is not strictly a step configuration as quite simply stated in a brief. It is a step configuration in multiple directions and dimensions. This would give us ample opportunities within the architecture to create activities on various levels, which would in turn interact with both the promenade and the neighbouring park. As you can see, we do not strictly adhere or follow the requirements of the planning brief. For instance, we do not extend the high block across the full width of the site. We voluntarily stop short of the full width. We do not follow a one level in the podium. We have a multiple step levels. We do not occupy the full width of the front. We voluntarily cut back the corner so as to make the turning from the promenade to the urban park smoother and more visually permeable. If you look at the block plan, you could see that the high block's configuration does not extend across the full width of the site. We stop short voluntarily here to create more visual permeability for the neighborhood. We also cut back the development at this corner. Voluntarily, we do not occupy the whole of the site so that this turn is smoother and visually more permeable. But we modify the height restrictions along the front so that we have a multiple of levels, 4 plus 16 plus 39 plus 26 plus 10 at the back, instead of one single level, which is 15. This creates a three-dimensional sculpture that allows activities on various levels, going all the way from plus 10, 16, 20, and so forth, that in turn would then speak to the waterfront promenade. From ground level, you could see these different decks with outdoor eating at various levels. Even that is a public accessible deck. And there are also, apart from the multiple levels, both open and semi-covered decks that cater for different types of activities. That, for instance, is a view taken from a cover deck in the podium that look out onto the harbour and onto the waterfront promenade. On this side, we have a slightly different approach to the setback. We have a cut, a terrace, we have a setback at the top, but basically we created a frontage that defines the edge of this future park. This is not an opaque wall, but this is a transparent wall with shops at the ground level, retail at the second level, hotel pre-function at the third level, all with activities. Activities on the inside and the ambience on the inside would help to energize the future park, whatever its design may be. Also, in this perspective, you could see the effect of this voluntarily setback of the high block from this boundary, so that the school immediately behind, as well as the residential towers behind, has a better actual environment than what would otherwise be if we carry the tower to the side as permitted by the planning conditions. And also you can see this voluntarily cut back from the corner allows a smoother passage, a junction between the promenade and the park. Looking at it from this angle, you can see that the setback of the tower created a much more open vista from this major urban axis, Hong Kong South Road, from the inner part of the city to the waterfront. A view from the harbour, a step back from this direction as well as from the front, creating a maximum open environment here. The bending of the tower at the top addresses the concern for the visual corridor from Hong Kong. Now, you could see that if we follow strictly the planning guidelines, we probably would end up like the neighboring towers. Now, just for the record, I'm not criticizing the design of the neighboring towers. I think they are suitable for their location. But this is the corner, and this requires something more unique. And that's why we create this sculptural object that addresses both the waterfront, the park, and the vista from the surrounding neighborhoods. One last thing to add is that although I did not emphasize it, what we created is an envelope that works well for a hotel. And I think that is also important, because only when a hotel is working well internally, functionally, would it be viable. And only then would it be able to invigorate and energize its neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Following that presentation on the design, I'd just like to briefly explain our notional scheme, which is what would happen if this winning design was modified to comply strictly with the height bands within the planning brief. And these are shown here. So the key points that were mentioned is this tower is extended further on, and there's much less of a stepping effect. If you see these illustrations on the left, it's very obvious that there is a very distinct lack of stepping and a more uniform and rigid design. However, we've also undertaken studies that show worse performance in terms of air and visual impact. Also, what cannot be clearly illustrated on these drawings of the notional scheme is the difficulty in totally segregating transport facilities and circulation from the pedestrianized zone along the harborfront. And this is definitely not a desirable situation. And this is a similar comparison from the rear of the site. Again, we see huge design improvements in the proposed hotel as a result of the minor deviations from the building height bands set out in the planning brief. Now, to conclude this presentation, I'd like to show two sets of photo montages that we've prepared for the proposed scheme and the notional scheme from major public viewpoints that we've selected as part of our visual impact assessment. The first is from an amenity area outside the Whampoa. As you may recall, the Whampoa is the view corridor identified in the planning brief set out in blue on this line. Now, shown in these photo montages, the visual impact of the preferred scheme compared to the notional scheme is negligible. The second set of photo montages is from the harbour, taken from the existing ferry between Hong Kong and North Point at VP1. And the proposed hotel is located at the top. The notional scheme is at the bottom. And members are invited to make their own judgment on the scheme. And on that note, I'll end this presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy and Rocco. A very carefully thought out project and paper. Especially I see in your Appendix 9 that you have made an assessment of the harbour planning principles and guidelines, which shows how the projects fulfill various harbour planning principles. It's actually very pleasing to see at our task force as to see how different projects would fit in. So this is something very good. Comments on this, I'll ask members to raise comment, but the secretariat has just alerted me that the project proponent have submitted a planning application to the Town Planning Board actually last Thursday or Friday. So members' views that are being expressed in this meeting will be summarized and conveyed to the Town Planning Board. Okay. So with this, let me invite members for comments. Paul?
Good to see that Rocco is putting his touch on another part of the waterfront. We have always the pleasure to walk through the government offices, and it's good that you're going to touch this. So I think it's all good news. I just have some questions about things that I don't necessarily see. When Wheelock came here with his proposal, they had a footbridge to the side behind them. And I asked why it was necessary, and the Transport Department, Planning Department says it was absolutely necessary because it was part for an elevated network of footbridges. But you're not connected with any footbridge, neither to the Wheelock side nor the side behind you. Are you going to build foot bridges, or you don't have to? And because there are people coming from the Hung Hom station through an elevated network of foot bridges, and you're not connected. So I'd just like to understand why you're not connected to the neighboring side of the sign behind you. Maybe it's the planning department forgot it, and then it's the question to planning department, why Wheelock has to do it and that you don't have to do it. If you have going to have the bend like this, how are you going to deal with lighting of the building? I'm a bit, we get complaints from residents, and I can see that the residents would have a view of the front of the building. The front of the building faces the harbour, and I can see that the developer would like to have it lit up. How are you going to deal with, impact of light intrusion onto the neighbours? Are you going to be careful with that, basically? I see that you put proposals forward for the design of the promenade on the waterfront. Is this a suggestion that the developer is willing to design and even implement the upgrading of the waterfront promenade? So it would be great to know, are you going to help with the design? It would be great. You have your money to do it. That would be fantastic. but are you going to implement? That would be even better. Then we can also get it done very quickly. So the developer may want to make some comment on that. And I have the same question for the park. You showed the park really nicely connected. And Rocco has done the same when we have done the same with Rocco for the Tamar area and the sites next door. Rocco has now also fixed those up. So, who's going to do this? Are we going to get Rocco design and LCSD adopt? Or are you designing and then the developer will implement so that we can actually get it delivered in line with your project in a nice way? That would be fantastic. I'm greedy, but for the community. So it would be great if you could consider or even commit today. That would be great. I see that the pier. I know that Kerry Group is always very keen on the boating and marine users. So are you going to bid for the pier? I think it's a great idea, but I would love to hear some more on this. What I don't see in your design are two things that are always a disaster. And to be honest, with the government offices, I find that the ugliest bit of the building is the building when I go along the road. And I have to look at all the service entrances and all the facilities, which is a blank wall. Can we see the back of the building, please, in your presentation? And can you tell us more about the PTI design? We can be in heaven in the areas that you design, and then we go down into PTI and we're in hell. That tends to be, like wherever we go these days, hell is in the PTI, and then you go outside, it's all pretty. Can you take control over the PTI, please? And make sure that the transport department doesn't. Let me find the appropriate English word for that. I may not be allowed to use that here. But so, can you do something to make sure that we're not going to be heaven and hell in this particular property, which is the normal situation? So those are my queries. Lots of money to spend for the developer.
Okay, thank you. YY?
Thank you, Chair. There will be a big PTI as Paul mentioned, and also there will be underground car park. And how do you deal with air ventilation? Would there be many vent shafts dotting around the site and emptying onto the promenade and the open space?
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's too early to mention this point. I understand that Shangri-La Group has been very active in protecting the environment to build green hotel. I don't know how far this green concept has been integrated into this project, and because a lot of green facilities, it's better to be planned ahead and include in the planning stage rather than do it in a reactive way. It's more expensive and more ineffective, actually. So, like for example, solid waste, especially this. You have a lot of restaurants that probably has a lot of this food waste stage. So I don't know how far you have been able to make this hotel a green project to be environmentally friendly and also to make it as far as possible zero emission in some way or the other way. Okay, that's just my concern at this stage because it's so close to the harbor.
Okay, thank you, Carlos. Is there any other member who want to raise comments? Okay. Yeah, Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. Just maybe two small points. I appreciate the comparison of the notional scheme with the preferred scheme, and it shows that, well, the massing don't need to adhere strictly to the what's stipulated in the OZP in order to do a good scheme. And in fact, we need to actually break some of the details and apply our sense in order to do good design. And one point is that at the area that's cut back or set back from to create a more open connection of the urban park with the promenade, I see from the rendering that it's, there are alfresco dining or some sort of things like that, and I presume that would be accessible by the public. And if the design team could confirm that, then that would be appreciated.
Thank you. Can I have some comments from the team, please?
All right. Maybe I'll start and I'll hand over to the team after my comments. On the first question, are there any footbridge connections? Yes, the scheme has been designed to comprehensively take into account all the pedestrian connections with the adjacent sites, including the wharf development and also the public open space, also the future pier. Unfortunately, we didn't have that many slides to show today, but and there's lots of details in what we submitted to the Town Planning Board. We do have a pedestrian link to the wharf site, and that ties into what their proposed is. At the same time, we have a pedestrian walkway that links the site along the west from Hong Lun Road to the waterfront. So those are the footbridge connections. We have allowances for possible future footbridge links to the pier by others, and also to the open space to the east. I think that I'll leave it to Shangela to answer the comments on whether or not they're willing to take up the park and the pier. I understand that they were open to discussions, but for the planning application, we're going to separate that from the Town Planning Board submission. For the rear design of the building, we've shown it on this comparison of the notional scheme and the preferred scheme. So again, it's very clear that there's much less of a much shorter facade in the preferred scheme. Is the PTI going to be hell? It's the intention that the PTI will be another major entrance to the hotel. So no, it's not. It's going to be very nice and designed to give the visitors an entrance experience to the hotel. And I think I'll leave the other questions to the team.
Okay, one by one. Lighting first, right? I mean, obviously, exactly how we would illuminate the hotel will be subject to detailed discussion at a much later stage. But we would be advising Shangri-La, and probably they will be agreeing, to a subtle approach rather than a loud approach, especially at the back. That probably is going to be a very, very subtle approach in lighting. So we keep that in mind. The ground floor design, I totally agree that we will need to introduce as much life as possible on the ground level. However, bear in mind that according to the lease, there is a PTI with a stipulated area, very rigidly stipulated area, that we need to provide at ground level. So at the moment, what we try to do is to put as much retail as possible around the perimeter on the ground floor. We try, but it is a battle. We will be trying to, at the moment, we would have mostly retail along the waterfront and along, and quite a percentage of the frontage facing the park as some small retail. At the back, there will be a public hotel entrance at the back. So at the back, you will see.
Maybe you could see the more.
Yeah, the model probably would give you a better illustration of where the glazing and the... it's okay. Now, the setback area at the corner between the waterfront promenade and the park will be, I believe, publicly accessible.
Could we have some confirmation here?
Sorry, confirmation from the client, you mean?
From the hotel. From this project. I mean, the areas, the alfresco dining areas and so on that we see, is that intended to be open for public use?
On the ground floor, as mentioned by Mr. Yim, that's most of the areas been taken up by the PTI. And then we have tried our best together with the design team to allocate as much as possible the area for retail. And of course, that will be possible for F&B outlet. And then when the area has come to a suitable size, some of the area will be rent out or rent will be operated by the hotel as an F&B outlet. And of course, that will be openable to public.
Green elements of the building, can you highlight a bit for our members' information?
We will be aiming to get LEEDs or BEAM gold standard. Now, part of that, of course, will be in the equipment and the electrical mechanical installation. Part of it will be in the ventilation, I think. The ventilation performance of the neighborhood as a result of the envelope. But a lot of it will be provided by all the various setbacks and decks which could permit ample planting, both horizontal and vertical, as we go into the detailed design.
Very much. I think with that, Paul?
Yeah, 2 points. One, express support for the design development for the top site and the amendments proposed for town planning board approval. But on the issue of the PTI, I just looking at the model, we have a PTI that is huge, many times bigger than the reprovisioning of the current bus bays that we have in the area, which is not very busy already. The ferry piers are, we've just stopped using the ferry piers. I don't understand. I think we need a bit of input from transport department. And, you know, before the developer just fixes up the building as it is, we should have a review of the PTI requirements and the spacing underneath and whether there's other public uses that could be given to that space. It seems to be, I suggest we'll have a look at that because it has a fairly dramatic impact on what happens at ground level. So I suggest we give a bit more, we get more information and we can possibly discuss it at a future occasion.
So I think this is about, you know, like the detailed design and so on that that we, you can consider at the next stage. And I hope that the project team will be able to take into account members' comment in taking forward this project. And with what I have heard so far, I think members of this task force would be willing to give in-principle support to your project for your submission to the Town Planning Board. All right. Thank you very much for coming, and please do take this forward and help us to enliven the harbourfront. Thank you.